Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Yes, there's charges hit my account for $59.95, okay? And when I did this, I kind of had the understanding that it was free because I answered this, you know, this, oh, what am I trying to think of? Anyway, this answered these questions. And then I get a charge. Is this all the charges that I will receive? I don't want this to be a repeat.
Okay, so I'd be more than happy to look into it. Can you please provide me your zip code?
My zip code is 28443. I don't know what that has to do with
your first and last name, please.
My first name is Beulah McLemore. It's MC. The last name is McLemore.
Okay, it's incorrect in the system. So it's Beulah.
That's the first name.
All right, so we have MC instead of NC.
No, it's MC.
Oh, it sounds like you said N. I
no,
got
I
it.
Said McLemore. McLemore.
Thank you. And that billing address for security purposes, please?
308 West Craftsman Way, Hampstead, North Carolina. I was confused about what I was or what happening. What was happening?
Yes, ma'am. So, I do see that there was a purchase for Icon Mini Pod and Watch that was made on the 7th of this month for the shipping and handling
charge.
But
but that was supposed to be free, I understood, for answering the questions.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know there was a charge for $59.95. And then I get an invoice with the package that says $1. And plus, there was an insurance policy for repairs to both, because the watch came too, and the watch and the earbuds, okay, that came too. That's another charge. But the thing of it is, and I haven't opened them yet, but there was supposed to be an insurance for anything that would go wrong within a year, and it was like $15.95. And I was wondering where the insurance policy was. I haven't seen it.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am, we did express all the information within the terms and conditions. I'm sorry if they did go unnoticed. Also, the $5.95 was only pertaining to shipping and handling charge. That
yes,
warranty.
I understand. Yeah, on the $5.95 I understood was shipping. That was all I understood I was supposed to pay. But go ahead. It's a scam, and I know it, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, go ahead. I'm just wondering where the insurance is.
All right. The warranty is for if anything mess up with the watches and the earbuds, you could just give us a call back, and we'll go ahead and reissue anything out for you.
Well, I need to reissue something. I need to reissue something. Need you to reissue something that tells me about this insurance and who I call and.
Ma'am, it's a warranty with us. It's not an insurance that you call anyway. It's just a warranty with us.
Well, whatever, the warranty with you, okay? And this number that I called you on would be your notification, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an email address?
An email address for what, ma'am?
In case I need to contact you, in case they don't work.
You could just give this number a call.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am, but those...
That's what I asked you. Was that all I get was this phone number?
Yes.
Now, this $59.95, that's all the charge there is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
So that those two are your straight sale charge due to the fact that the account was not canceled within that sufficient time frame. You don't have to worry about any other charges coming out of the account because you know, like I said, well, like I was expressing, you know, that was the one-time charge.
Well, like I said, it's a scam, and I fell for it, and I did get both the earbuds and the watch.
I'm sorry if you feel that way, ma'am.
Well, I do, and if they don't work, then I've got nothing. But I'll check on that. I haven't tried to use them yet. They're still in the package they came in, you know.
Yes,
so, anyways, I will keep your phone number and information. What's your name, please?
Amiya, A-M-I-A.
M-I-A. Mia. Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you. That's what I wanted to know, because I wasn't hearing anything about any warranty. I guess I shouldn't call it an insurance, but a warranty is the same thing. Any insurance that you will fix. What is this warranty, that you will fix anything wrong with these items until when? How long?
We would just reissue out another product, ma'am.
Oh, Well, that's a good idea, because you don't know. If it don't work, it don't work. Okay. Thank you very much. And one's already hit my account. The other's still impending, but it will hit. And I had questioned it and was wondering what this was all about. And I was even wondering if your phone number would work. But I did get somebody today. And you don't have, there's no email address that we could record, you know, so we could have a record of, you don't have an email address at all? UniqueGadgets.com or UniqueGadgetsDeal.com, or there's no email address?
By emailing the company, ma'am, all they would assist you to do is give this phone number a call. But if you would like the email, I'd be more than happy to provide it to you.
Okay, if give it to me, then I don't know. I just thought maybe it might be a better record, you know. What is the email?
It's going to be cs@gadgetsupport.com.
cs@gadgetsupport. Okay.
.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at least we got a record if I need to call you or anything. I haven't opened them yet. I got them three or four days ago, I guess. But they're still in the cellophane box, in the cellophane package that I got and everything. So, anyway, thank you for your help. I appreciate you. You're very kind and nice, and they probably will work fine. I don't know. But anyway, I just was trying to check because I kind of felt like I got scammed. But anyway, we'll see. We'll see. And thank you so much.
No problem. I really do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. You have a wonderful and positive day, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. Hello? Customer, are you there? Customer, are you there? Customer, are you there? Disconnected due to no response.